We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We're on the road. I'm at the Brooklawn Diner. A lot of folks out of here. Is Nancy Pelosi right? Crumbs that she's talking about? I mentioned that. Because we're all trying to read the tea leaves, and master tea leaf reader, Matt Rooney, who is one of the leaders of the resistance here in New Jersey. I'm one of the leaders in Philadelphia. I need to, you know, we all should have, like, Che Guevara. We need cool names if we're in the resistance. I'm looking at Matt Rooney, and Matt DeSantis will come up with one for him. But Matt, one of the big takeaways, the media is in love with this. This woman started this in the LA Times. Now there is a Monmouth, New Jersey poll that says that people are only 23% of Americans surveyed expected their taxes would drop as a result of the tax cut law. Even among Republicans polled, only 35% expected to see a tax break. And here's the scarier thing. They're disgruntled. They're actually expecting us to believe people coming into the diner, seeing that money in the paycheck. I've talked about what's in my paycheck. You're a high-powered blogger, lawyer, et cetera. I'm not sure with yours. But they're resentful of what the rich are getting, so they're sniffing, like Nancy Pelosi just said, at the crumbs, and they claim that Saccone couldn't make that case. In fact, I'm going to play a group that was in Philadelphia yesterday. They're called Not One Penny. Ed Rendell actually, and he's a master manipulator, held a town hall yesterday on the negative impact of the Trump tax, and he actually had people show up, allegedly not fake citizens, who said that, oh, this is the most awful thing to them. They're being hurt by having more money in your paycheck. Here is this group, the Tax March, 100 cities, not one penny. Here's the ad they said that was just consequential in beating Rick Saccone in Pennsylvania 18. Cut 16, Bill.
One penny. Not worth much these days, right?
Wow,
but the richest
killer.
1% of Americans are each worth hundreds of millions, even billions of these. While the rest of us are scraping pennies together just to make ends meet. So why are Republicans in Congress trying to pass a bill that would give billions more to the richest? Okay, so we know why. The question is, why should we let them get away with it? Let Congress know, not one penny more. Not one penny in tax cuts to millionaires, billionaires, and wealthy corporations.
All right, so Matt Rooney is with us, as I said, and he'll be with us for this segment, 855-839-1210. You get a line. Matt, the name of your website, which I think is the most conservative website in New Jersey and the leading conservative website?
Hands down, SaveJersey.com.
And that's an appropriate, boy, you know, you have Christ-like ramblings there if you think you're going to save Jersey. Our straw poll at the diner today, we're asking people when they come in, do they support the millionaire tax from Phil Murphy or anything about Phil Murphy other than his Kansas canvas sneakers that are appealing? So what do you think of this takeaway? And the headline in the LA Times today is, it's one thing to say there's anti-Trump sentiment out there. Right. It's another to say Republicans lose seats when the president's in power. But the thing that rattles them, and they did, one group did pull these tax cut ads. My God, if we don't have the tax cuts going for us in this coming election cycle, that's pretty troubling. I don't believe it in a million years.
Now, look, Dom, the media has a monopoly over the streams of communication in this country. And they've done something that is quite amazing when you think about it. All of the Madison Avenue advertising companies couldn't have pulled this off. They've convinced people that getting their own money back is a bad thing. And it's frankly because we don't have anybody like Matt Rooney or Dom Giordano on ABC News or CNN at night giving people the truth. Mm. They're giving them one narrative. And they've convinced people that this isn't a benefit, and somehow there are these evil billionaires out there swimming around in their Scrooge McDuck vaults playing with the people's money. You and I know that's false.
Now, here is an Ozark, this will be cut 14, Bill, Ozark University worker breaking down in tears because of the tax cut money she got. Here's how it sounded.
Mr. President, my name is Bonnie Brazil. And I work in the cafeteria at College of the Ozark alongside the hardworking students. And I am very grateful for the bonus when the college gave it to us. And I put mine in savings for my retirement. And I want to thank you, Mr. President, and God bless you.
Very nice. Thank you very much.
All right. So, you know, somehow or another, the media misses that. And is it maybe Rick Saccone was not such a good candidate? Matt, you work with candidates. You look at this. I don't think he was. He's a good guy. I've had him on over the years. And Lamb was a better candidate and able to pose as sort of a Republican.
Yeah, look, I mean, first of all, you just heard somebody crying over crumbs.
Right.
Literally, right?
Right.
So I don't know how Nancy Pelosi can wrap her mind around that. We'll see in the months ahead. But look, at the end of the day, Dom, sometimes you have the stronger candidates, sometimes you don't. But these midterm elections, and especially special elections, come down to enthusiasm. Mm-hmm. And something the Democrats have on their side this time is they've got the guy in the White House. They've got the big villain. They have the easy target to aim mm-hmm. at. Something Republicans had for many years when they were picking up, I think Obama lost somewhere around 69
historical,
House seats.
An unbelievable yeah. numbers.
Got
yeah.
shellacked, like 1,000 legislative seats nationally. So that's something that was always going to be hard to overcome. What Republicans need to do is they need to be unafraid and ignore this rhetoric and mm-hmm. listen to what that cafeteria worker said and understand that that's the majority, not the liars and the losers in
right.
Washington, D.C., and embrace that message, not run away from it. But so many are.
And I think they have to practice a number of in-your-face lines with opponents or people they meet on the tax cut. Be ready with some talking points of stories like this. But you said something to me before the show, too. They can't just run on the tax cuts. Don't lull yourself into thinking that's the golden thing, because the media is not going to pound day to day to day what this means for the average American.
I mean, something the Democrats do better than the Republicans, certainly not governing, but they remember that people just don't make decisions with their head. They make them with their heart.
Right.
They make gut determinations. Republicans are always trying to win the argument. Democrats mm-hmm. are always trying to win the election. So we need to do a better job of showcasing the middle class and working class people like that cafeteria worker who our policies actually help. And if we do that, we're going to start to see a change. If we're just arguing right. numbers and statistics, it's going
right.
to fall flat because
people
are angry.
That's
right
what
now.
Trump is good at. That is one of his strongest points. We played this over and over. Chris Matthews saying he's looking out for the people that have been abandoned in right. these factory towns and all that. That resonates.
They want an advocate.
And Republicans, even though their policies mean to do that at all, have to embrace this in a more emotional way.
They do. They reject the good things about Trump and embrace the bad things. And it's something
right.
I'll never understand. I mean, listen, I'm no Sal Alinsky fan.
Right.
But when he talked about personalizing things, it mm-hmm. was good political advice. And Republicans need to take a page out of that book. Only that page.
Now, let's turn to Jersey. And I have to thank you people in New Jersey for electing a guy here at the diner. A round of applause for you for giving me such great talk radio fodder. The canvas sneakered governor. This guy is to the left of Jim Kenney. His budget address the other day gave us everything that we could have wanted in spades. I mean, actually going back to the sales tax, the millionaire's tax. But it seems to be even some Democrats, Matt, that you know and you talk with, are reluctant to fully embrace the full Murphy.
Oh, sure. Well, look, a lot of my South Jersey Democrat friends in this part of the world, we're in Camden right. County, we're on the other side of the river. I mean, they're liberal, but they're not to the left of Karl Marx mm-hmm. like Phil Murphy. And we know part of the reason why Phil Murphy's going as far left is, I mean, listen, this is a Goldman Sachs guy.
Right.
This is a guy who you could argue is at the extreme, the fringe, the worst caricature of capitalism. That's how he's made his money. But he's now running as a socialist. Why? He's trying to be president. Every New Jersey governor, maybe it's the proximity to New York, Dom, and the mm-hmm. media, they all think they could be president of the United States. And unfortunately, to win a Democrat national primary in 2018, you need to sound like you're to the left of Karl Marx.
And he's actually running for 2018, do you think?
Oh, I think he's definitely keeping his...
I mean, 2020, yeah.
He's definitely
yeah.
keeping his... Well, I'm sure if he could think of something for 2018, he could run
yeah.
for, he would do it. But, oh, yeah, he's definitely running in 2020. I mean, that's...
For president.
Absolutely. He's keeping a toe in the water. If Cory Booker stumbles, if Joe Biden doesn't get in...
Right.
That's why Phil Murphy is doing things like running to churches to protect illegal immigrants, why New Jerseyans are having trouble paying their property taxes. He's not worried about
us. So now you're part of the resistance here in New Jersey. We're talking with Matt Rooney. Give your major blog again, most conservative and the most effective one in New Jersey for people that want to feel there's hope. There is some resistance here, Matt.
SaveJersey.com. I don't know if you'll always get hope, but at least it's kind of like a support group.
All right, so now SavingJersey.com. With a guy like this, this far out there, and a bit daffy at the same time, how did people elect him pretty stunningly against Kim Guadagno or any Republican? I know baggage from Christie, but what about appeals to people here in New Jersey? I have a theory, but I want to ask you.
Well, I think the Christie point is huge, though, because we need to remember that Phil Murphy got elected in the lowest turnout for a gubernatorial election in New Jersey history. Only about a third of New Jerseyans, with all of our troubles, bothered to show up and cast a ballot for this hugely consequential election. I think a lot of people have given up. They've made the completely understandable decision that it's cheaper to vote with your feet and move down to North Carolina or to another state where the pizza's not quite as good, but the taxes are a lot cheaper, and to get away from these morons.
Right.
They thought they had that fighter, that advocate we were talking about in Chris Christie, but he turned out not to be that. And they're giving up.
That's it, basically. So why do you stay in Jersey? Your dad, you're coming up, you got a business here, but why stay in Jersey? You could move to Pennsylvania, for example. Why stay in Jersey?
Sure. Well, besides that whole I don't want pizza that tastes like ketchup on a cracker, which is huge for any guy that's got Italian
heritage.
Come
to South Philly. We'll take you there.
That's true. Yeah. I could. Listen, New Jersey is a great state. We have beaches. We have proximity to two of America's greatest cities. We've got down-to-earth people that tell it like it is and don't pull punches.
And you don't have to pump your own gas, and you won't let me pump my own gas here.
That's right. I would do it for you if they let me, Dom. But look, if nothing else, if you're a conservative anywhere else in the country, we got to make our stand somewhere.
Right.
All right? Because what happens is it's fight or flight, right? You end up moving into another state. They take over another one.
That's exactly right. You guys have to have them. It's like the Alamo. You have to keep them pinned down a bit so they can't put all their resources in the swing states. And, boy, it feels great to say that again.
Right,
like Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, Matt, thanks for coming out to the diner today. Where do people find you again? Give your website.
Sure. You can find me at SaveJersey.com. You can also find us on Twitter. Our handle is SaveJersey. And my personal one is MattRooneyNJ.
Perfect. Good stuff, Matt. Thank you.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon. On Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.